Recording has started. So you know how I have 8 million jobs, and we'll get to this update, but now I have 8 million more. But I tend to take on many other side jobs, like produce short films and write novels and create production companies and all those things.
Mm-hmm.
I edit podcasts for friends. I have a podcast with a friend. All these good things. This week, I also am working on the side, getting my boating license.
What?
So I am going to, by the end of hopefully next week, have a boating license. So call me Captain B. Call me Skipper B. Because I'm taking us out on the water.
Oh my God.
Because we're going out on a boat. I'm taking a boating course.
May I ask where this came from? Here's the thing. I'm not that surprised because, again, like, you're like the queen of side quests, to be clear.
Yeah.
But yeah. I just want to know, like, what's the origin story here? Like, does somebody in your life have a boat?
No. Nobody in my life has a boat.
Oh, my God.
So the thing that happened is, and this is a really classic me story, is the weekend after Memorial Day weekend, I went up to visit my sister in Oakland with a friend. And because, you know, we're feeling that summer vibe, the temperature's nice, the weather's nice, I was just really feeling the need to go kayaking. So we all went kayaking and that was really fun, but it was like a full workout. But we were on the water and the weather was so nice. And I just saw these people motoring by in these little electric boats. And I was with my friends and I just thought, how nice would it be if I could take my friends out on a little boat?
Oh my gosh.
I was like, well, I think I will make that happen. And so now I'm going to get my boating license just in time to take so many people. I'm going to take my D&D group out on a boat. I'm taking my work friends out on a boat. I'm taking my group of girls out on a boat. I'm going to take my siblings out on a boat. If you come out here, I'll take you out on a boat. Straub, I really almost doxed you.
I was literally just going to say, I'm like, wow, you're going to be taking all of these people out on a boat. She's not going to take me out on a boat.
I'll take you out on a boat if you come out here, but it's the summer of be on a boat. It's boat girl summer.
Boat girl summer. I kind of love that, actually. Here's the thing. I love this for you.
It feels on brand.
It does feel on
brand
for you.
It kind of felt like it was inevitable, and it's a dream I didn't discover until 2 weekends ago, but it was always going to happen.
Wait, okay, but my question is, have you gone to, like, start lessons yet?
So, yes. So, I'm taking my online course. It's just, like, fully self. You go through it, and it's 6 units, and I'm halfway through. And my plan after this podcast is to finish it. And then I pay $10 to the people that be, and I send them my information, and then they send me a California boater card. Bada bing, bada boom. I'm a skipper.
Wait. Hold on. I'm thinking that this is, like, you have to, like, go on the water.
No. It is so much more pay to play, which is why I can do it at all in the first place. I study online for a little bit. I take a quiz and pass. I give them $10 and some information about me, like my driver's license. You couldn't become a boater. I'm sorry.
Red alert.
You couldn't become a boater. I'm sorry, Straub, because you don't drive.
Well, now I think we have an obligation to tell the people that they should just go and get a boating license then. Because here I'm thinking you have to do like 80 hours out on the water supervised. And that's why I was just like, okay, wow, like that's really insane.
It might be different if you want to like rent or do a sailboat for a long time or some like sailing classes and courses are a thing, but I'm not doing a sailing class. I am just getting a license to drive power driven vessels on the seas.
Okay.
Watercrafts.
We the working class should be empowered with this knowledge.
That's right.
I hope that anyone who listens to this who would like to drive a power vessel on the water knows that they can just do it online.
That's right.
That's amazing.
And or if you find me out in the wild, I'll take you on a boat.
Wow. The Bee and the Berry boat summer, boat girl summer.
The Bee and the Berry boat edition.
Yes.
The Bee and the Berry, colon, on a boat.
Thank you. And I'm Strawberry.
And this is an irregularly released podcast about all things fan, fandom, and fan creation. And boy, are we putting the irregularly released to work recently.
Oh my gosh.
This is an episode to explain why that's been the case, to talk updates on our end, to just give you guys information about where our brains are at, things we're interested in, things to look forward to on the pod and personally, and then to plug some of the shit we've got going on.
Yeah.
Am I missing any agenda items, Strob? Gosh, we are so out of practice. Your name is always on the tip of my tongue.
Oh my God.
I am so close.
So funny. Well, I was going to say, the last time we recorded for this podcast was in February.
Yes.
So that is how long B and I have not recorded.
And how long we've not spoken.
Yeah.
Just kidding. We've seen each other a lot.
We have. But, you know, how time flies, because today it's June. Right now it's the middle of June as we're recording. And mm-hmm. we are literally coming up on our 2-year anniversary for the podcast.
Woo! Remember how last year our party was so sad?
Yeah.
In the pizza parlor, we sort of sat around a candle, wide-eyed and hunched over in a corner.
Yeah.
Is that the vibe this year too? Or I guess no, it's on a boat, right?
No, actually, because I remember that Ava Arctic was so enthusiastic about letting us have our little celebration at the Ava Bakery.
Wow. That's so nice.
So we're going to be having year 2 at the Ava Bakery, and we will not be sad and depressed. We'll still be boat girl summer, you know?
Right. Right. That's like a sunset summer. Yeah, party. Yeah. Whatever.
You know, you'll be driving the boat. I'll be out in like a really scandalous bikini, mm-hmm. sipping drinks, going yoo-hoo at the boys.
Yeah. Yeah. From the lawn chairs on the deck. Yeah.
Yeah.
This is great. I love that we're having a party at Ava's Bakery. It's surrounded by sweet treats and probably great friends and about 200 YouTube followers and
300.
300. That is so incredible.
Yes.
And our dedicated listeners, you, are there, and we're all having a great time laughing, and Straub is doing something ridiculous like giving me back my underwear in front of all of you.
Yeah. And buying new underwear for you.
Yeah. My underwear plus.
Yeah. If you guys didn't listen to our previous episode with the wonderful Kyle JCRB, network president, our previous cold open was about how I accidentally took B's underwear. And so I thought, how funny would it be for me to preserve her underwear, but also get her a couple of extra pairs and re-gift it to her when I, you know, saw her again. I saw you like a couple weeks ago. And boy, was that amazing, because when I went into pink, I found a wonderful bright red lace thong that said BBQ baddie on it.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, I know a BBQ baddie.
The BB, and I wear it to the BBQ&A now.
Yeah. I'm going to say she's wearing it right now, guys.
You want to guess the color of my
underwear.
Everybody knows what I got going on down there now.
Yeah. So, you know, that's the power of friendship.
That is the power of friendship.
Yeah.
So that's the underwear update.
Yeah. You can find it on our channel.
And our 2-year update. Happy 2 years, Strobs. This is awesome. I love doing this with you.
Happy 2-year, B. I am very glad I get to do this with you. And again, as said, thank you so much to all of our wonderful listeners and supporters of the podcast. We truly just do this for the love of the game.
Yep.
Because like we're just here to have a good time, you know?
Yep. Clearly.
We put quite a bit of effort into it, but that's only because like we believe it deserves that effort, and it's not necessarily with any intention of like reaping profit from this. This is not a profit venture by any means.
Right. It's about connecting with each other and connecting with our passions and thereby connecting with you. And all three of those things happen every time we do this. And so we keep doing it. It's been awesome.
Yes. And I think the big life update for us in that time is that the reason why you haven't heard from us so much is that we got promoted.
You might think that's sort of like a joint thing, like maybe simultaneously to the same job or in the same company. No. Not true. Completely separately at our different jobs, we both got promoted.
Yeah. Through very, very separate means. But yes, we both got promoted. And it's very exciting. You know, another step up the ladder in the big girl career. You know, like I really do care about my job. I'm very fortunate to have my job. But it's also a lot of work. I'm gonna be, you know, I know you are gonna be very busy, and I'm also gonna be very busy. So
yeah,
that is the reason. You won't hear from us as much, maybe. Who knows? Well, we will. This is not a goodbye to the Bee and the Berry for anyone who's like getting scared. This is a hey, like, you know, it might be a little more irregular than it used to be.
Yeah, but we're still here.
Yeah,
we're just also girl bossing.
Truly, girl
and
bossing.
We are getting closer to the sun.
Oh yeah.
We're crossing closer to the sun. Do you have anything you want to say about how you're feeling post promotion, Straub? How you're doing? A personal update. And I also want to ask, since we're here to talk about all things fandom, fan content, you know, we're giving personal updates. What's been rotting your brain these days?
She's asking.
I'm not asking that for any specific reason.
I mean, honestly, like, because I had to apply kind of for my promotion, that was such a process. I feel like I had a bit of like personal growth that came with that too.
That's great,
you know. And I have been trying to stick my nose in like other things, you know, outside of the Sonic realm that interest me. Basically, in short, I'm just kind of stalling on the fact that I watched Project Hail Mary and it kind of like took over my life a lot. I was like retweeting a lot of like fan art and stuff, but truly there is such a wonderful joy when you like discover a new piece of work that really speaks to you, and you 100%. Find like a fan community that is just making all of these things. There's so much like new lore to parse through, and actually I've kind of cooled down on it because right now I'm waiting for Deltarune chapter 5 and I'm ramping up for that. But I don't know, I'm just like genuinely really amazed at, you know, the stuff that they've been doing in the Project Hail Mary fandom. I've been learning a little more science, which I'm not really predisposed to by any means. I'm not very smart in that department, but I don't know. It's really fun, and I'm just like, wow, like what a great story, what great characters, a great story about humanity. Ryan Gosling is really hot, and I'm gonna leave it at that. I don't actually wish to gush any further. This is like a very vulnerable thing for me.
Just to say Ryan Gosling is hot. She's really, really exposing herself to you.
I know. That's a lot for me.
And you loved this piece of content so much that you started working on some fanworks for it. That's a big deal.
Yeah.
Who knows if it'll, you know, ever be finished or see the light of the day, but the fact that this is a piece of media that scratched your back so much, you were like, I gotta act on that. That feels relevant to the pod.
I made like a silly comic at like 1 a.m. a couple weeks ago, and I posted it on Tumblr, but it's very much silly, goofy vibes. If you'd like to find it, you can find it on my Tumblr.
Yeah, and she's been posting more art actually on her Tumblr and Instagrams and things.
Really, I've been working more on my original story, which is kind of like, it's kind of really piecemeal. I'm trying to still put things together, But I did a little more world building on it.
That's great.
That I think is going to make it more interesting. And I have been really trying to work on refining everything and refining the, you know, the rules of the world and kind of the general arcs of the characters, so that way I can actually start like planning the story and not get too lost or caught up in the weeds. I guess that's my brief update on that front. I know you've been working on something because I read a little bit of it.
I've been working on 8 million things as per the cold open. Yeah, for me on the job front update, I did not apply to this promotion, and it's a little bit more wishy-washy than sort of just get handed a new job title. There was some fallout at my company, and you just sort of have to be there to pick up the pieces, and the entertainment industry is very much a say yes and handle it place. And so I just got a major expansion of duties that I am handling now that are all great, but it is a lot. And then on top of that, I just, to keep my joy alive, I applied to a writer's retreat in Scotland with a original piece of work. Mm-hmm. The odds I get that are slim to zero, but I will always say apply anyway.
Yeah.
And let's see what else. So I've been working on a graphic novel on the side. I've been working on launching a production company with my sibling on the side, who is an artist and animator. And then I've also been still working on my next Sanemi fan fiction on the side, which I did show Straub. Oh my God. I swear to God, I'm so out of practice. I really am so close every time.
You know,
I did show while we were there at the Governor's Ball Bits and Bobs, and you can see Bits and Bobs, actually. I posted a Bits and Bobs on my Blue Sky.
Yeah.
What else? Why do I feel like I'm missing another big project? Oh, and I'll take my time to say thank you so much to everybody who's been buying from the Embroider Beehive on Etsy.
Yes.
I just, this past week, sent a bookmark to Australia. Hello, Australian reader. That is so cool.
Aww.
I've sent bookmarks to Texas and New York and Georgia, and I've sold many shirts to many cool people. You can go look at what I'm offering there. I make embroidered upcycled clothes with characters mm-hmm. on them. I can put whatever the heck you want on a shirt, and you can get What Once Stolen bookmarks. So thank you. That when you guys buy the bookmarks, it really blows my mind, because I'm like, not only are you somebody who read the fan fiction, you're somebody who read it and liked it enough to get a token of that reading experience. And that is so kind. That is so cute. So thank you.
And I mean,
speaking of What Was Stolen. Oh, well, go ahead, Straub.
No, I was going to say the beautiful artwork that was made on the bookmarks. Yes. Also by your sibling.
Yes, by my brother.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I don't know, they're beautiful. You guys should definitely get your hands on a pair of those if you can, just for,
like,
you know, yeah. The What Was Stolen era may have like had a like formal close, but like, I don't know, What Was Stolen lives on.
It sure does,
and we will always celebrate it, because it's amazing. Mm-hmm. Because my friend wrote a fucking amazing fan fiction. And that is so cool to me.
It lives on. I recently had a surge in ability to copy edit the novel. And you may be saying, B, isn't it done? The answer is yes, but I was looking through the print version, just redlining and doing a final pass of editing to make sure it reads perfectly, 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 and there's no missing words and all the commas are in his place and yada yada. Anyway, everyone, happy to say I'm at chapter 22 of that pass. And when that pass is done, I am going to print more copies for myself and my friends, and I'm going to continue working on that radio drama script, and you will see a post from us probably on the Bee and the Berry socials at some point doing a voice actor call. I am going to make that project happen. So I'm almost done copy editing. Keep an eye out.
It'll be so exciting.
It'll happen. Maybe I'll go read some more of it today afterward. I'm things to do today after we're done with this. Continue working on the boating course and continue reading my book.
Oh yeah, and once you finish like redlining it and everything, maybe just like update that on AO3 and stuff.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Yeah. And I'll make a post about it. You'll see. You guys will see. I'll keep you in the loop.
Yeah.
That's my big update. What else did we say we were going to talk about? Oh, things to come on the pod. We have some things planned.
Yes, we do. We still have a Crossworlds episode, a sleepover special that will come out at some point. We do want to do a fanfic writing episode.
Yes. We asked you guys for prompts and things, and you delivered, and those posts are still up if you want to still go comment and leave character ideas or ships or little genres or whatever.
Yeah. And I mean, we have, we are really blessed with like an amazing track of guests. We will continue to have guests on the platform. To any potential guests, we are very sorry that it takes so long. Honestly, I think that's the thing that really blows my mind. People who are eager to come on the pod and like yap for an hour. You know, we're very happy to have you. It's just, again, we are so busy. We are like an octopus. in so many different directions.
For real.
But yeah, I don't know. I think also like I've just been, again, reflecting on my creative process and the things that I want to / can realistically accomplish. And also, yeah, with the state of everything. It's so chaotic. You know. I mean, I would be remiss to say again, since we kind of talked about work stuff, just like the ways in which the entertainment industry as a whole has been tested with people, you know, being strewn left and right. My heart goes out to anyone who has, you know, been laid off or affected by just everything that's been going on. It's a time. And I think now more than ever, it is so important to continue to support projects from people who are like really putting their all, you know, into telling a great story. That's really what brings us together, you know?
Yeah. Yes. Always looking out for the indie creators, going to things like the Amazing Digital Circus in theaters, not watching the Avatar leak on Twitter, going to the back rooms, going to... stuff like that.
Yeah. I feel like I was being so, like, introspective, like, during my downtime. And then, like, now I'm just like, what do I say? You know, like, what can we say in the wake of things? Not to be, like, a downer or whatever, but just to keep it real, you know? Mm-hmm. We're not here to sell fantasies of sunshine and flowers.
No. What we say is thank you for listening to our tiny little project. Thank you for choosing the bee and the berry.
Yes.
We're glad to have you.
And we hope that we can, empower you to spend more time with your own little projects that make you happy, you know, like put a couple minutes in, get some words down, whatever you have to do. To fuel yourself, because I do think that there is just something so healing about making something that's yours, you know, to be able to say that you made something that's yours is so wonderful.
So true.
Yeah. Well, I will give a quick plug to the Unlucky Club. It's me and a couple of other mods for the Bumblecast. It's spearheaded by my good friend Thievius. It's a Let's Play channel. We get pretty crass on there, so I'm gonna go ahead and say that, like, you know, 16 plus audience. Maybe
I think that's a pretty good brand match for our audience.
Yeah. It should be a good brand match for our audience. Go check out the Unlucky Club on YouTube. We did a full playthrough of Sonato Generations.
Cute. That's super fun. Yes, go check that out. You can also follow us everywhere. And don't forget, we have tarot readings over on Ko-Fi or Ko-Fi if you're interested.
Yes. You can find us on most platforms at the Be the Berry. So, you know, if you want to make sure that you're there and ready for when we do drop our next episodes, you should go follow us on other platforms so you don't lose track of us. I was actually gonna say, I guess in the vein of Sonic, because there was the state of play and everything that happened, all those titles that came out, you know, year two for Sonic Crossworlds and then the Sonic Pico Park. I kind of had the feeling that we weren't gonna get any sort of big Sonic update. Maybe I'll be wrong by the time this comes out, but, you know, I think they want to focus on Crossworlds for a little bit before they pivot to the next title. I think the next title is going to be announced after Sonic 4 next year.
My game of the summer is Rhythm Heaven Groove. I'm so excited for that.
I am excited for that, too. It looks really, really fun.
I am such a fan of the Rhythm Heaven games, and I'm so excited for this new
one. My gosh. No, it looks so fun. My boyfriend got Mina the Hollower, and he's been enjoying that. Nice. I am going to be a menace when Deltarune Chapter 5 comes out. I have been theorizing so much.
I love that. Three different types of gamers right there.
Yeah, I know. I was 15 when Undertale came out. I was the target demographic.
Mm-hmm. Oh, for sure.
Yeah. And I just think that Deltarune is so wonderful. And I think that you should play it even though not all the chapters are out yet because, you know, it's cool. And you can join us on the theorizing wagons.
You hear that? It's cool.
It is cool.
Because it's cool. Honestly, Straub is the arbiter of what is cool and what isn't cool, so you should listen to her.
No, don't listen to me. I'm such a loser.
Not true. Not true. And everybody who knows you knows that.
Oh my God, no. Don't listen to me, guys. I will lead you down a dark path.
We're like the two like stone statues where one is lying and one is always telling the truth. And I'm here to tell you, Straub is the one that's always lying.
Wow.
And you can tell because she said she's a loser.
Well, and one is always doxing. How about that?
One is always lying and one is always doxing. That's the, yeah, these guardians are different than I remember when we last came down to the dungeon. These are different stone guardians than the ones that were there the last time.
Yeah. So who knows when you'll hear from us? Maybe you'll hear from us in like 5 months.
Don't even curse us like that. We'll see you when we see you. And until then, we'll see you around for sure.
Yeah. And I mean, we'll be on the platforms on the blue sky.
Yep. We'll be out there in the blue sky.
As the kids say, whatever the kids are saying these days, 6'7".
Mm-hmm. Unk chopped.
Skibbity toilet, Ohio.
That's old.
I know. Well, you know, we're unk.
Yeah, definitely. Certainly I am.
Oh, yeah, you are for sure.
And on that... I guess this is it. Yeah, for us. We're going to go hop on the boat. We're going to go take the boat out for a spin. So we'll see you guys on the waters. We'll see you.
Yeah, give us a little wave if you see us on the water, you know?
Yep, yep. If you see Straub lounging on her chaise.
I'll be on the chaise lounge, you know, waving to all of you while B drives me around. And as we always say on the Be on the Berry... It may not be canon, but it is correct. Ciao!
Ciao! Ahoy!
Ahoy! No, I actually thought you were lying the whole time.
I'm not lying.